we are over familiar with each other, we don't see the Christ in us again. Isn't it? We see each other as ordinary people. Praise God. We shouldn't be too familiar with one another. We should exercise ourselves to seeing the Christ in each other. Now, before I go on, I want to ask, do all of you here understand English? Clearly, fluently. If anybody has problem with English, don't be ashamed, so that we have a translator. Everything is okay? All right. People, are you shy?
No.
Okay. Praise Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I like people that are vibrant. Praise God. Be strong and listen today. You're going to hear things, keys that we handed over to you that will open, you know, your passageway into God's kingdom. Praise God. You can begin to reign in life, in prosperity right now, because everything has been handed over to us. When Jesus Christ died, when he gave up his ghost, the first thing he said is that it is what? Finished. See, his work is finished. He doesn't have to come to do anything again for you, because he has delivered the goods to us. See, the gospel has been preached to all the nations underneath the heavens. It's only for you now to listen. If you can listen, like Noah, you can find escape. If you can be listening and be observant like Lot, you will find escape. See, all these people were vigilant people. That's why they could inherit the promises of God. Praise God. Amen. Let us not get too carried away with, you know, struggle for survival. You know, the whole life is how we go chop, Abby. How we wear, how we wear dress, how we eat, how I'm going to marry, how I'm going to get my future, a pension, how I'm going to get a house to live in. Our whole power is, you know, and struggle is towards that. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus Christ gave us a secret. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and other things will be added. These things is true. It is real, brethren. It is real. Praise God. Because I decided to face the gospel, I saw openings that, because I live in Europe, in Italy, I saw openings that people thought a black man can never get to certain places in Italy. But God took me to those places. Why? Not because I'm fine, not because I'm super special, but just because of what? The grace of God that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Now we can partake of the grace that is in Christ Jesus. See, that's why you see Paul writes, the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. What does he mean by that? It means that if we can exercise ourselves to listen to the Spirit, because the Spirit will only draw you into Christ. If you can exercise yourself to listen to the Spirit, you can begin to walk in newness of life. You can begin to experience bliss. You can begin to experience the beauty of an endless life. Praise God. And this thing is real. Hallelujah. It is real. Praise God. And like I was telling the people yesterday, some of those who are here, I said, you know, some of us, God has even taken some of us to places we saw, even the paradise. We've seen things that people, not very few people get to ever see. So we preach things that we know, not because we read books, or because somebody said, it's what God has shown me. I testify to it. I'm not here to preach myself, praise God, but I'm here to be a pointer, a messenger of God, to direct you on that right path. Hallelujah. That is where my reward comes from. Praise God. To just preach the word as a servant and get out of the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't go around collecting money from people. God didn't send me to collect people's money. Amen. Yeah. The money that I collect is eternal life from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's wonderful. I tell you, when you begin to become a source of blessing to many people all over the world. Some of you are in small villages. This brother here came from 6 hours away. Almost 6 hours away from another part. This brother also came from another part. These are two different people they met here today. They came from another different far away places to come and hear the word of God. And from those small villages that they are, if they can be serious in the things of God, exercise themselves, and allow the voice of the Spirit lead them, I tell you, their voice can be heard in another part of the globe. That's how it functions. God, the Spirit can, you know, transport them to another place, and they find themselves testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. So yesterday we spoke of one body. There is one body, praise God. That's in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. There is one body, one Spirit, are you listening? There is one Lord, there is one baptism, and there is one Father and God. One Father, one God. And this all are one and the same thing, praise God, from the eyes of God. And we are actually baptized into this body. Praise God. You know, when you baptize somebody, baptism into physical water is a symbol of your being baptized into Christ. It means that when you come out of that water, you are consecrated unto Christ. Amen. When you come out of that water, the old man has what? Has died. It's symbolic. When you enter the water, you are dead. When you come out of the water, a new man resurrects, and that man that resurrects is Christ. Praise God. And that Christ, we're going to study about this, what Christ is. Because we all always imagine somebody with the blue eyes, long hair, white garments, isn't it? Holy, isn't it? That's all we always imagine about Christ. But it is much deeper than that. Because if Christ created the heavens and the earth, doesn't common sense tell you that he's invisible? Before you see anything that is physical in this world, where did it come out from? It must have come out from something that is invisible. Isn't it?
Yes.
See, before anything called body or material came into being, Christ has been. The Bible says he has been before all things. Praise God. And by him all things are what? Created. So if Jesus Christ came in the form of Jesus and was born by a woman called Mary 2,000 years ago, he simply used that body as like a cloth. You know when you put on a dress? Jesus Christ used that physical body as a dress just to appear in this realm to teach us about the secrets of God. Are you following me? Because his true form is not a physical, natural being. It's a spiritual being. That's why I said I came from the Father and I go back to the Father. See, hallelujah. So this Christ that we are speaking about is not just a physical being, it's a spiritual body. And the greatest secret of it all is that we all here, look at all of us here, no matter what you have been through in this life, no matter what you have passed through in this life, you all originate from that one body. Praise God. Says that there is one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one God, and one Father of all, and that Father is in us all, through us all, above us all. Hallelujah. Brethren, listen to what the Spirit is saying. You are hearing deep truth today. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to testify about truth. Jesus Christ never came to give us a procedure, a new religion. Rather, he came to give us a revelation of truth. And what is truth? You know, before the lie, before there is something called a lie, there is truth, isn't it? That's why Jesus Christ always referred to something that has been from the beginning. From the beginning. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you from the beginning, before this world was. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ said that you, my disciples, have been in me from the beginning. So you can see that there's a type of divine circle, praise God, and this divine circle, you can see that the beginning of this circle is actually the end of the circle. The beginning of this circle is this one body, one spirit, one Lord, one God, one Father. Praise God. And man, Jesus, let's give an example. Jesus also, Jesus descended from heaven, amen, and tasted of death. And the Bible says that what? He ascended back. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Praise God. So Jesus Christ was lowered into the lower part of the earth, and Jesus Christ experienced what it means to be separated from God. That is the source of our torment. You know that? That is the source of our sorrow. That is the source of our pain. We think that we are separate from God. We think that we are contrary to God. We look at God as something that is after us. God as something that is, you know, how do I put it? He's angry with us. That's how we look at God. Even the Christian who prays and claps, he's just pretending. If God walks in today, the Christian will run away. Amen? They're only pretending. I'm telling you, I've met men of God over the years. I know all these things. Nobody can tell me about church. You can't tell me about church. Amen. Hallelujah. If Jesus will walk in here today, the pastor that is preaching will run out of that door. He will leave his congregation. Hallelujah. So there's always this sensation that God is separate from man. That God is something that is far away from man. God is something that is waiting for us at the end of the day to cast you into hell and to destroy you forever. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ brought a new concept of what God is, who God is. Hallelujah. Jesus was the first person who, upon the earth, that declared that I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And that was the greatest offense that Jesus Christ could ever make. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ was just an ordinary man like you and I. What made him different from us is that he had a revelation of truth. Praise God. Say, let there be light, brethren. Let there be light. Repeat after me. Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Hallelujah. You have to be vibrant, eh? If you are vibrant, you make me go, you know, higher and higher, eh? Praise God. Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Hallelujah. And when the light shines, you begin to see the truth about yourself. Because the darkness is in your heart. The darkness is in your understanding. We are alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in our minds. And he has come to destroy that veil. You know what a veil is? A covering. A thick blanket covering over the nations. And people don't know who they are. They don't know where they are coming from. They don't know where they are going from. And we've always, you know, religion has tormented us. We don't know what God is. Praise God. But Jesus Christ brought a revelation of God. He brought a revelation saying that I and the Father are one. And he says that if you follow me, the works that I do, you will do also. What is this works of Jesus? What is the work of Jesus is not just going to fill a stadium and performing miracles. That's not the work of Jesus. The work of Jesus was to declare the mystery of the Christ within. Was to declare the mystery of our oneness with God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why he was revealed. God created one man in the beginning. God did not create two men. Eh? God did not create a Maasai man and a Yoruba man. God did not create a Kenyan man and a Nigerian man. God never did such things. God created one man. Amen? There is what? One man. Let us make man in our what? Image and in our likeness. Hallelujah. And let this man have dominion. Paul writes in his letter to the Colossians that in him, let's quickly read it. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 9.
For in him dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily. Colossians 2, 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily. 10. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and power. Amen.
Amen. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Do you read this Bible? It says in him, that is in Christ, is the fullness of what? Of the Godhead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fullness of God dwells in Christ. And you are what? You are complete in what? In him. That is your completion. You are not complete when you have all the Kenyan shillings in your bank account. You are not complete when you have the best job in town. You are not complete if you win an election and become head of state. See, you are not complete if you are married, if you have a husband, or if you have a wife, or if you have children. That doesn't mean completeness. Completeness is to know yourself in this body. Hallelujah. Because this body is the glory of God. The fullness of God dwells in this body. Hallelujah. And this is the gospel that Christ came to reveal to us today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn away from your past, your mistakes, your sensations of inferiority complex, and begin to awaken to reality today. Hallelujah. Awake from the dead. The Bible says, awake from the dead, and Christ will what? Will give you light. Awake from the dead. Somebody said, but I'm not dead. I'm alive. What do you mean? Praise God. You can be walking this earth. If you like, you can live up to 120 years and be dead, spiritually speaking. Death is a spiritual concept in the eyes of God. Let me tell you. Praise God. Death is not a matter of having a body and walking around. You can just be like a coffin and be walking around, you know, in the world. And in the spiritual realm, your body stinks as a corpse, a dead corpse. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Adam, Genesis chapter 2 or 3, in the day that you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die. But didn't Adam live up to 1,000 years? But spiritually speaking, he was dead. Do you know that God was Adam's father? Look at the genealogy. God was Adam's father. But when he took of the fruit, he lost that knowledge. He lost that awareness. His mind became what? Darkened. That is why he started to suffer. Turned like tissues. Isn't this what the world is today, suffering? Have you heard of a man that is satisfied? Have you seen a man that is satisfied before? There's no such thing as a man that is satisfied. Have you seen it before? A man that is satisfied without the knowledge of Christ? It's not possible. If you have your first million shillings, I don't know, is a million shillings much money here? Is it? Okay, if you have your first million shillings, I will assure you that that's where your problem starts. You realize that is where your problem will start. I'm telling you. When you make the first 10 million, then you realize that problem that started at 1 million shillings was no problem at all. Hallelujah. Praise God. So women say they want husband. Maybe when they get husband, they will be complete. And I've met a lot of them. And when they get the husband, that is where the whole problem starts. And I used to tell them, but you said you wanted a husband, you've got the husband. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see that. I know of a man in my country in those days, he came out, he grew up in the slums. They call him Abiola. He was a family friend. He grew up in the slums, but he became one of the richest men in Africa in those days. And that money was not enough for him. He now wanted to become president. And that is how he lost his life. You see, you cannot be satisfied as a man. It's easy to point to him. But let me tell you, no man can be satisfied except you get the revelation of who you are. Praise God. The psalmist says, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Satisfaction comes when you realize your true identity in Christ. When you rediscover yourself in this what? One body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let's quickly turn to the book of 1 John. I want to give you in plain language why Jesus Christ came. Praise God. Let us see something today. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. Any good reader? Where's my friend I was reading yesterday? 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. Have you found it? Okay.
1 John chapter 5 verse 20 says, we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Did I write that? John the apostle was the closest of the disciples to Jesus. Do you know that? And he's telling us today, he summarizes the reason why Jesus Christ came here. You see it? He didn't come to make you religious. Hallelujah. God is not religious, amen? God is what? God is God. Hallelujah. But rather, he has come to reveal to you him that is true. He has come to reveal what? The mystery of this one body. Are you listening? He has come to reveal that you are in that one body. Praise God. And John summarizes it and says, this is the true God and eternal life. Praise God. Just touch your brother. Touch somebody around you, next to you. Just touch somebody next to you. I'm touching the body of God. Somebody said, but you can't say that. How can you say that kind of thing? Abomination. Then you wash your eyes by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I woke from the dead. And you begin to realize that these people that you are seeing around you all originated from that one body that we are preaching today. To enter in and participate once more in the glory and in the power and in the honor and in the wisdom, you must first of all recognize this truth and now deny yourself. Praise God. Because in this body dwells the totality of the fullness and the grace of God. In this body dwells immortality and life. The Bible says that he has brought to light immortality and life through the gospel. Do you hear these things anywhere? You don't hear these things anywhere. This is in the Bible. Nobody can preach them because they don't know. He has brought to light immortality and life through what? The gospel. Meaning that we can now partake of the very life of God, even right now. The gospel is the voice bringing an awakening to the people who are asleep like Lazarus in their graves this hour. Lazarus! Come forth. That voice calling Lazarus to come forth is the voice of the Father calling his sons of God to awake from the dead. Praise God. and enter back into this reality. Before Jesus Christ raised up Lazarus from the dead, he told the people around, I am the resurrection, I am the life. There are no two lives. There is no two resurrections. The resurrection is not something that will happen tomorrow. Cancel out, burn all those books you've read. It's a lie. You know, Mary, they told him that we know, yes, there will be a resurrection. The resurrection is something that will happen tomorrow. It's a future event. Jesus Christ said, no. I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believes in me shall never die. Hallelujah. Amen. This was another instance in which Jesus Christ declared clearly that some people here will not taste of death. He has brought immortality and life to light through the gospel. We can all partake of the life of God only by hearing what the Spirit is saying to us in this hour. We are very distracted. There are too many problems. Hallelujah. If you can hear the voice saying, Sue, comfort, you'll be coming out of that dark dungeon, that cave. Hallelujah. And those chains that have bound you, your beliefs, all those, you know Lazarus had an handkerchief that covered his face. He had chains that, when somebody dies, they tie the person together so that the person can fit in to that cave. He was tied up and he came out when he heard the voice, and Jesus Christ says, loose him. Hallelujah. Somebody say, loose.
Loose.
Hallelujah. Loose.
Loose.
Hallelujah. Loose him. Hallelujah. Let him go into the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
Amen.
Let him enter back into his glory. Loose him.
Loose.
Hallelujah. No more be a slave to corruption, my son. Because you are sons of the incorruptible and immortal God. You originate from God. You are the image and the likeness of God. But we became slaves to corruption in the transgression. Hallelujah. Praise God. That veil is being removed today from our eyes. But you need to hear the voice. See, many people are inside the tomb, inside Lazarus' tomb, and they are clapping and they are playing religion there. Singing and crying and playing religion inside the tomb. Praise God. And of course, it looks very, very beautiful inside the tomb at times. Everything looks so real. Hallelujah. But come out of there right now as you are hearing the voice. And as you come out of there, you begin to be a partaker of the grace that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because everything works out for the good of those that what love God. Praise God. Oh, we're complaining of job problem. Job. We complain of job problem. We complain about problem of partners. We have many, many complaints as men, weaknesses in the flesh. Health problems and all these things, they can only be solved as a man hears the voice of truth. You see, we pass those graveyards today on the way to the park. Kenya has been so nice to me. I enjoyed my stay here. went to the park today. On the way, we saw, grave, a big grave. Graveyard, and lots of, graves. And my mind went to how that God wants people to come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. Those in the graves cannot praise God. You can act as if you are praising God. You can act religious. See, but the true joy of your salvation can only be found if you rediscover the Christ in you. Praise God. So we're going to, before this first session, I'm going to round up with something that is very interesting. Go quickly to the book of Luke. This is a prelude to our study on the Alpha and Omega in the later session. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega, when John saw the Alpha and Omega in the book of Revelations, he was seeing you in the glorified body of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, wow. Amen. Praise God. You shall know the truth, and the truth what? Will set you free. Praise God. When you know the truth, you begin to walk free of even certain things that have held you bound. You begin to know your true nature. You begin to be set free from those pains and those sorrows and all those things that have held you back for many years. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God will revitalize you, restore to you everything that has been stolen from your life. Everything that the canker worm and the caterpillar has eaten your life, God can restore. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There's nothing that God cannot do. Praise God. With God, all things are what?
Possible.
Possible. But first of all, you must recognize the secret of your origin in God. One body, many members. You see, Jesus Christ did not come to make something new. He only came to testify of the truth. Praise God. He says that he has come to give us understanding. He didn't come to make us the body of God. Rather, he came to illumine us, to shine light in our darkened minds, so that we can know this great mystery. Praise God. I just met this sister just physically this morning for the first time in my life, and already I'm at home. You see, that is where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to get to a level when we walk in so much love and oneness, when we know that all things are ours, are ours. We are one. Because it is real. It's not a matter of acting it out. You don't have to act. You have to know it. We are one. We are one. It is truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise, let's move on. Somebody say, but this person has done something to me some years ago. How can I love that person? Do you know you can forgive the ignorance of somebody? You know that? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Do you know that? If you are rooted in the knowledge of Christ, you can easily forgive. You know that? You can look at these things as just earthly, terrestrial, temporal things and move on with your life. You know that? You can know that the person is doing this thing out of ignorance. The same way I did this same thing to other people in the past. You know we all have offended each one person one way or another in the past. You know that? Somebody say he has never offended anybody before. You are so perfect. No, I'm not. I'm not that perfect. In the past, I have offended people. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must recognize this principle of Christ. Now, Luke chapter 9, verse 28. I'm going to read it myself. Praise God. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, John, and James and went up into a holy mountain to pray. Or into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. He appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw what is glory, and the two men that stood with him. Praise God. Now let's stop here. I just wanted to mark something very, very important here, because the version of Matthew's version of this account says that his face was shining as what? As the sun in his brilliance. Praise God. And if you go down, a voice from heaven came. Praise God. If you go down further, you see that a voice from heaven came, saying what? This is my He didn't say my son. My beloved son. He didn't say this is my son. This is my son. He said, this is my what? My beloved son. The what? Hear him. He added that word. Hear him. Oh, praise God. Do you know there are many things to learn from this? First of all, only three disciples had the privilege to see this thing that they saw. Only three disciples. Where were the other disciples? Where were they? Who were the other people that were following him about for miracles? Where were they? Where were they? They were escaping. Even the disciples themselves, when they got there, the Bible said that they were what? They were asleep. Do you know that this world today is asleep? Sleep is synonymous with death. If you look at the Bible properly in the Psalms, sleep and death, they are interchangeable. When you are asleep, you are cut off from reality. Praise God. When Lazarus was dead, what did Jesus Christ say? He said Lazarus was what? Asleep. But when they awoke, they saw the glory of Christ. Awake, and Christ will give you light. See, awake from the illusion of being just ordinary human beings and know the Christ that is within you. When you are awake, you begin to realize that there is one body. They were seeing this one body, this one spirit, this one Lord, this one God, this one. They were seeing it in that body. Praise God. And a voice came saying, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." What are you hearing? What is the voice telling you? The voice of God will only testify of that man that God created in the beginning. That man who is the image and likeness of God. That one who is the one body, the one spirit, the one Lord, the one God and one Father. That's all he's testifying about. And it is gathering us into him. Praise God. Because if you are awake, you realize that you are one with the Lord. This is the eternal life we are seeking. Brethren, it is a serious matter. Hallelujah. Let us be grateful to God for this revelation today. Hallelujah. Awake from the dead. Hear the voice of the Spirit. You need time to commune with the Lord. You need time to fellowship with the Lord. You need time to be still to hear the voice of the Lord. Because the things I'm preaching today, you will not hear it if you go around from church to church. Just play religion. The things I'm preaching today, you can only hear it when you are still at the feet of Jesus. Remember Martha and Mary? Martha was going up and down serving her guests, very active, very agile. But Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, just listening. If you are men, who are you going to give the pass mark to? To Martha. As men, we will look at Martha and say, Martha is the real Christian. This one is the real, this is the one who is going to heaven. But Jesus Christ said, no. That this one sitting here at my feet has chosen the better part and it can never be taken away from her. We must exercise ourselves to listen. This is what this ministry is all about. Hallelujah. To meditate and listen to the word of God, then things begin to happen. We have seen miracles. We have seen diverse miracles. Because God is the God of miracles. We have seen these things happening, but we don't struggle for them. They just flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us recognize, first of all, the mystery of our oneness with Christ. Praise God, we are in him that is true. God wants us to know this thing and to walk in this reality. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Recognize this one body today. Let your eyes be open to see the Lord's body. Paul says, some of you are sick, some of you are weak, some of you have problems. Why? Because you are not recognizing what? The Lord's body. Is that what he wrote in Psalm? In the book of Corinthians chapter 15 or so. He says that many people are having problems today because they are not recognizing the Lord's body. See, you must first of all exercise yourself to hear the truth and to see the Lord. He says that the earth and the fullness thereof, what is the Lord's? Praise God. So you don't have to fight over land. You don't have to fight over property. You don't have to fight over power like people do today. Because everything is what? Is the Lord's. Everything is what? Is yours. Paul says all things are what? Are yours. All that the Father has is mine. Praise God. Like the prodigal son, you know the prodigal son?
Yes.
Every man has to awake and say in his mind, I awake and go back to the Father. It's an ascension, a spiritual awakening. Praise God. When you say I go to the Father, it means I'm connecting myself back to this one body. That's what it means. Praise God. And when you do this by faith, you begin to realize the authority being restored to you in its fullness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we just stand up? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Can you come out again? Eh? Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for those who are, you have drawn here by your spirit. Let them be like those three disciples that came up to the mountain to behold this body of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you see the body of the Lord, you cannot be the same again. Oh, hallelujah. Let every yoke be broken in their lives. Let there be healing. Let there be healing. Let it flow like rivers in their hearts. Praise God. Arise from the dead and let Christ shine in you. Let this revelation take a hold on you. Know yourself the way you are known of your Father God. Begin to know like the prodigal son that I have a Father. And I will return to my Father. I will return back to this one body by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you for this revelation, oh God. We can only be partakers by hearing and by allowing the voice, the inner anointing, lead us into the truth. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If before my wife speaks, I say if anybody has any particular present need in his life, praise God, and you feel you want to just come up, you can make that step of faith here. Praise God. And the Lord will move in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If anybody has a single problem here today, it could be a problem in the leg, underneath the foot, any kind of problem, you can just come up here and we'll just do a short prayer with you. Praise God. In the meanwhile, my wife will just give you a word. Hold on.
Praise the Lord. As we concluded the prayer, the Lord showed me an eagle. First, that's what I saw. As I saw the eagle was holding the babies at the mouth, you know, transferring it to the needle, no doubt they transfer from the nest. So that was what the Lord showed me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is lifting his sons, children, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's taking them to a place of safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will cover you under his shadow, the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And no evil shall befall you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you must awaken to Christ consciousness. Awaken to the reality of the fact that you are the child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And enter into the safety under the shadow of his wings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for safety and for security.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We pray for jobs, opportunity here. We pray for openings, divine openings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For your people here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Strengthen them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let them not go back the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Let this be like a new beginning for them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Into a new world.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you may be seated. Now, we're going to take, can you call, how many minutes break do you want us to take? 5 minutes? Okay. 5 minutes break, you want to take some water or something outside? Then just come back. Amen?
Amen.
So I will round up the whole thing for today. Don't forget we have 2 sessions tomorrow too also. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't miss out on anyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we'll be back to Europe next week. Praise God. I want you to meditate on these things you've said. Praise God. And Let it be like that voice that is calling you out of the dark dungeons into a new reality in Christ. God bless you as we go for break. Amen.